It certainly feels like the weather is running about a month behind. It's looking and feeling much more like a mid-March day than a mid-April day. We've seen a mix of clouds and sunshine. There have been a few snow showers and even a couple of rain showers around. And temperatures are chilly for this time of year. We're running about 15 degrees below normal, so you're definitely noticing the cool feel, especially when that breeze kicks up, as of course that results in a wind chill. Moving into tonight, it is going to be a cold one as temperatures slide back mainly into the 20s, so that definitely has a winter feel. And as we move into the day tomorrow, we'll start off with sunshine. Then as our next storm draws closer, clouds will increase. Temperatures will be mainly in the 40s tomorrow. It's not going to be quite as brisk as today. And then later in the day, we'll see a mix of rain and snow break out from southwest to northeast. And as that precipitation begins, temperatures are going to quickly drop moving into tomorrow evening. And it looks like many of us are going to see wet snow during tomorrow night. It looks like this will impact largely the central and southern parts of the area. So basically from about the Mohawk Valley to the southern Adirondacks, east into southern Vermont and point south. Those areas are most likely to see that round of wet snow tomorrow night. It'll mix with rain in the valleys. And as we often see with these spring events, it's going to be highly elevation dependent. So in the valleys, with this thing occurring at night, there is certainly the potential for some accumulation of snow, even in and around the Capital District. Maybe an inch or two will be possible there. Then as you go up in elevation, that's where things will pile up a bit more. So look for at least a couple of inches in the higher elevations, and maybe even a bit more in the highest spots. So where the snow does pile up in the higher elevations, there is the potential for some power outage issues, as this is going to be a wet type snow. Any lingering snow and rain will wrap up early on Saturday, then we'll see the sun come out during the second half of the day, and temperatures will still be chilly Saturday. Sunday will be the warmer weekend day. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy with a few flurries, cold, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds with highs in the low to mid 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy with a few flurries, cold, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, a mix of snow and rain late with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 26 to 34, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a mix of snow and rain late, highs in the 40s to around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and cold, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a mix of snow and rain late, highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Saturday, some lingering snow and rain during the morning, then increasing sunshine for the afternoon, temperatures in the 40s to near 50, and on Sunday, increasing clouds with a chance of late-day showers, warmer with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.